on show.
I'm telling us we have to move on.
3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top 5 at 5 on the Rokon Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number 5.
Alexander Kogan, who is the data scientist,
mm-hmm.
who is
missing a vowel in his name.
He is missing a vowel in his name. It's A-L-E-K-S-A-N-D-R.
Mm-hmm. Just like Grindr and some other like apps that you see,
yeah.
that they have to miss a name because they can't get the web address right.
Right. So
like,
this is
miss a vowel.
This is a weird deal with him, man, because that sounds exactly like a Bond villain from Russia, Alexander Kogan. But he's got the British accent. Anyway, he says he's been scapegoated here. This whole Cambridge Analytica, mm-hmm. Facebook thing. He said, "Hey, I'm just a data scientist. I'm just trying to get things right here, man."
Okay.
It's not my fault.
They initially approached me to do some consulting work for them, mostly on surveys. And then this project was born to collect new data. And so, and they guided us through it. They said, like, you know, I was an academic. I didn't know anything about starting a company. Chris said, like, go start a company. He told me how to do it. He explained, well, here's the terms of service that we need to put into this app. And basically assured all of us that, hey, this is commonplace and best practice.
Did they tell you what they were going to do with their data?
No. I knew it was for political consulting, but beyond that, no idea.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea. I did not know what was going on. They're the bad guys, not me.
We try to be as transparent and honest as we could. And we told them, I mean, everything we showed them was, here's the best understanding of the science at the time.
So just to be clear, I mean, as far as you know, were there any illicit activities, anything untoward that transpired between Cambridge Analytica and the Trump campaign concerning the 2016 election?
No, I don't even know if they actually worked for Trump or used the data.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Zuckerberg has some explaining to do, and now Congress would like to speak with him because he hasn't exactly been out front on this and what Facebook's role was in the entire thing. Today, he finally issued a statement saying that Facebook did make mistakes and in the idea that 50 million Facebook users' private information was misused by this political consultancy firm. I think they have to take partial responsibility for that.
And apparently Zuckerberg is going to sit down, he's going to be on Anderson tonight, pardon the expression.
Yeah, no, he is, and I think he should be. I mean, you think about it, people unknowingly, it wasn't like he signed up necessarily for all this. Some of the people did for that political questionnaire or ask politics and other things about your life. But then your friends were subjected to their data being pulled. And even after you deleted you got off Facebook and deleted the app, some of these things followed you. Ads would follow you. Your data was still, you know, it was still owned by other people outside parties,
right?
And I think that, you know,
used to market to you without your express written consent.
Yeah,
yes, you signed.
I think
yes,
reasonable, but people who didn't have a lawyer next to them when they signed up for Facebook might not expect that,
right? And the other piece of this that I think is important too is, why is this insidious? Why is this different than any other kind of advertising, political advertising that they do? In a lot of ways, it isn't. And the messaging is the same that they put in their television ads in a lot of cases. But the difference is that you think it's coming from somebody that you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you're doing is it's going through a social network. So if all of a sudden, you know, your brother who lives, you know, in another state and you're together on Facebook or whatever, he goes, hey, my buddy just sent me this. Well, it must be true.
Mm-hmm.
Because you figure but it's not. It's not his buddy. It's his buddy's buddy's buddy. It's 5 different people, 10 different people, 100 different people away that everybody's going, my buddy sent me this. This must be true. And so it's kind of the way that the rumor works, right? It's the way that kind of game gets played. And it's being played in politics. This is not the first time it's being played in politics. But it's being played now on a very interpersonal level because people believe that their relationship with Facebook is a personal relationship with Facebook that has a real emotional response. People get emotional about the things that happen to them and how they interact on Facebook. It's like human contact without human contact. And it's really, that's what makes this different. And that's what needs to be addressed here. And we have to look at that. But it's
troubling.
It's crazy stuff. Again, what really comes down to the issue here is whether or not this was all part of a plan by the Russians. And were the Trump folks with them on that or not? Mm-hmm. We may never be able to get to that. But if that's the only reason that this really is germane in the Trump story. But in the larger story, yeah, we do have to have this conversation. If you take Trump and all that out of it.
Protections moving forward, I think, is what we'd all like to see.
No question. Checking in at
number four.
White House official says the administration is stunned by a report in the Post that President Trump ignored aide's advice to, in all caps, do not congratulate Putin. End quote, end caps on his reelection.
Does that say not, or does it say congratulate Putin? I don't know.
Now they want to know who the leaker was. Not that they're denying the story, but all right, who said, all right, who told them they did that we did that? And now Marco Rubio's like, well, we can't have leaks like this.
If you don't like the guy, quit, leave. But don't be duplicitous and don't undermine the presidency. If you're leaking the stuff, it's to hurt him. And if you're trying to hurt him, it's because you don't like him or you don't agree with him. Why are you still there? I just think it's damaging to the country. I do not like the fact that he congratulated Putin. But I think longer term, the real problem is you have some duplicitous individual close to the president who's turning around and telling it to the media.
I'll give you an example of why people stay in this administration is because they've signed non-disclosure agreements. And once they leave, they can't say anything about what happened inside. And if they are able to leak the stuff that they are uncomfortable with while they're inside, that's the only way they can get that message out.
Mm-hmm. Could have been on the intelligence side here, too. There are people listening in to these types of conversations, and he's certainly launched a few barbs in the direction of the intelligence community. Can imagine that they're not necessarily loyal to him.
Well, I think only White House staff would have known that his papers had said, do not congratulate.
Probably true. So it's a limited number of people.
Maybe they should get that Stormy Daniels lie detector chair out, they should strap everybody to it.
Oh, gee.
Like a bondage porn film.
Oh. Just don't show us the picture.
Sarah Sanders, your turn to sit in the chair.
Yeah, it just depends who's sitting in the chair if you want to watch.
Sean Spicer.
True. Oh, God. All right. Melania, get in the chair.
Yeah, they're not going to even ask her any questions. They're just going to wrap her up in it.
All right, here is... What do we got here? We got Judy telling us what's coming up at the bottom of the hour with the news.
And then there's this. Be sure to check out the CB app or hit up Facebook. Tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN-TV. Your pick just might be Chicago's Best.
All right, checking in at
number three.
In the top five at five, I should add. Fred Savage is having to defend himself against sexual harassment claims.
What?
Fred Savage.
Fred Savage.
The Wonder Years kid.
No, not him.
Yes, from the Fox series The Grinder. He still works a lot. He's like in every TV series. When you turn it on, I think he's in a new Netflix series now. One of his co-stars, YJ Huan, says that Savage insulted her and yelled profanities at her while she was working on the show back in 2015, and she even claims that he struck her.
During a taping of an episode, I was attempting to brush off dandruff off Mr. Savage's jacket. Mr. Savage snapped. He yelled at me, told me not to touch him, and he hit my arm violently 3 times. I could not stop crying. I was in pain, I was humiliated, and I was scared. I immediately reported this incident to my superiors, and rather than taking any action against Mr. Savage, they encouraged me to not report Mr. Savage's conduct because a lot of people would lose their jobs and that I would never work in this industry again. It took everything I had in me to be here today and to speak out. I was inspired by the Me Too movement and the women before me, and I'm here hopefully to encourage other women to come forward and speak their truth.
All right. She's a wardrobe person on the show. She's trying to flick off the dandruff on his shoulder, and he snaps at her, and he slaps her arm away.
He says
that. Is that really Me Too?
I don't think if that's what happened, but that certainly doesn't qualify. That's probably inappropriate and rude, but it doesn't rise to that level if that's all it is. He's saying it's totally without merit. None of it ever happened. go ahead, investigate it.
Morton Downey Jr. once slapped me in the testicles.
Oh, on purpose?
Yes.
Well, maybe you deserved it.
Nope. Walking by me in a hallway, just a young kid walking by. Hi, my pal. And then all of a sudden, whack.
Did you go for the high five and then...
It wasn't quite like that. Yeah. It was like, he's like this, kind of tall, fake toothed guy, mm-hmm. always perpetually tan with greasy hair. And he walks by me. This is my first year in the business.
Oh, weird.
And he just, slaps me right in the,
groin. Gosh.
You definitely have a case. You're a Me Too.
Did he catch him clean? Did you get his stomach ache?
Oh, yeah.
Go down?
Oh, he caught him clean. Yeah. Wow.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That was bad.
Totally wrong.
Yeah.
Did he maintain eye contact the whole time?
Yeah, sort of. I didn't, but he did.
Did you scream afterwards?
I was down. I went down. Producer down. What did I do? What was I supposed to do? Was I going to go sue? Was I going to go? No.
Well, that was tolerated back then. No, it's not.
Show must go on. What am I going to do?
Roast strong.
I crawled into my office and I pulled my talent out. The guy I was working with. Mm-hmm. Don, we went and did a job, even though I couldn't walk. We still did the job.
Start wearing a cup to work.
Right. Oh.
Whatever it takes.
You pulled your talent out.
I pulled my, not my talent. I don't mean it like that.
No.
I pulled the guy I was working with, the host of the show. I was the producer. I pulled the host of the show. That's what I meant when I said talent. And pulled him out and went into the studio and we did our show.
Just making sure.
Even though I was in pain. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to say.
Stomach ache sells.
Oh, man, it's the worst.
That's the worst.
Yeah. And am I complaining about it 30 years later?
Number two.
All right, the list of 25 records entering the Library of Congress National Recording Registry has been announced today. This year, the entries are Run DMC. Interesting, because that's a cover. Right? I mean, Aerosmith song.
Oh, yeah.
So you got that. Kenny Rogers.
You got to know when to hold up. Know when to fold up.
Great song. All right. Love that.
This is one I can't believe wasn't already there. The Temptations.
I guess you said what can
be. Now, how did that not be there already?
That just seems like a gimme.
That should have gone in the first year it was out.
Yeah.
And Tony Bennett.
Oh. I left my heart in San Francisco.
That's right.
Oh, that's beautiful. I just love Tony Bennett.
Oh, God. All right.
What do you mean, God? You don't like Tony Bennett?
I love Tony Bennett. What's wrong with Tony Bennett?
Nothing is wrong
with Tony Bennett. I'm going to tell you something right now. You are one cool cat.
They don't make them like Tony Bennett anymore.
All right, and finally.
Number one.
Aubrey O'Day, mm-hmm. The woman who was linked to Donald Trump Jr.
Yes.
Apparently has some more music related to him. Now, she was on one of these 2013 interviews that has now surfaced, a radio interview she did with the Dominic Natty Show.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And she talked about Donald Trump Sr. She didn't like him on the set of The Apprentice.
Off camera, he cursed a lot more than and he never cursed on camera. But the second the cameras went off, man, he had a potty mouth. He likes to be the polarizing thought in the room. I don't know. I got so close with Diddy, and I had so much to respect and look up to, and I wanted so badly to be impressive and work hard. I mean, he was our mentor, whereas I didn't have that same feeling with Trump. I absolutely don't agree with most of his opinions, and I think a lot of it is just obnoxious noise. But
okay, yeah, all right. I mean, this is 2013. This is not. She's not breaking any ground here. His voters know that about him. There's nothing unusual about that. People like that about him. All right, now here she is. She not only had one song. She had a second song about Donald Trump Jr. The first one was called DJT. A little on the nose, a little obvious. Mm-hmm. This one was called I Used to Know Him. Goodbye. On the first four notes, I couldn't handle that. No!
Oh, come on. Stop it.
This is a story that really has no relevance in today's news. It really doesn't.
But maybe they'll show her in the lie detector chair.
It is, right. This is as the Chicago police like to call it, this is mutual combatants right here.
We have no victims here.
A-hole on a-hole crime. No victims. All right. Let us close this up.
The top five at five.